800-235-1462.
Opposition to the president's tariffs continue as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kelmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the American median household income is $61,372. That's up 1.8% from last year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Yesterday, many Americans took time to reflect on what happened 17 years ago on 9/11. A growing trend, though, is to possibly consider scaling back some of the remembrances that are had in New York City, Shanksville, and also in Washington, D.C. Well, Sean Parnell is author of a new book titled Man of War. Parnell is a former U.S. infantry officer. He says we always need to remember what happened on 9/11.
Well, I say it's incredibly important because that is part of our American heritage. And it was the worst attack ever suffered on American soil. And not to mention that this was an attack against civilians. I mean, we can't forget that there is an enemy out there that still wants us dead. There's an enemy out there that still wants to attack us. If they could execute an attack like September 11th tomorrow, they would. But I think more important than that, it's important to remember the legacy and the sacrifice of these people who went to bed on September 10th and, you know, didn't realize that they'd never feel their loved one's embrace ever again that morning. And again, these were civilians that were just waking up to go to work and to earn a living for their family, and were just caught in the crosshairs of a radical Islamic extremist organization, and they never anticipated that they would be. So we have to remember, honor, and pass down that legacy.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Some quarter of a million people along North Carolina's coast are making their way inland today as authorities are ordering people out of the Outer Banks as Hurricane Florence nears. Congressman David Rauser on the impact of this storm.
And one thing I think is really important, folks need to heed the warnings to leave the area if at all possible. They still have time.
And regarding electricity, the congressman said,
I think it's really important for folks to understand power may be out for 2 or 3 weeks, particularly if the flooding is as severe as it could be, as I expect it to be.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday allowing sanctions on foreign companies, organizations, or individuals that the government determines have interfered in U.S. elections. The order is the latest effort by the Trump administration to address fears that Russia is looking to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Opposition to the president's tariffs continue as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kalmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the American median household income is $61,372. That's up 1.8% from last year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Yesterday, many Americans took time to reflect on what happened 17 years ago on 9/11. A growing trend, though, is to possibly consider scaling back some of the remembrances that are had in New York City, Shanksville, and also in Washington, D.C. Well, Sean Parnell is author of a new book titled Man of War. Parnell is a former U.S. infantry officer. He says we always need to remember what happened on 9/11.
Well, I say it's incredibly important because that is part of our American heritage. And it was the worst attack ever suffered on American soil. And not to mention that this was an attack against civilians. I mean, we can't forget that there is an enemy out there that still wants us dead. There's an enemy out there that still wants to attack us. If they could execute an attack like September 11th tomorrow, they would. But I think more important than that, it's important to remember the legacy and the sacrifice of these people who went to bed on September 10th and, you know, didn't realize that they'd never feel their loved ones' embrace ever again that morning. And again, these were civilians that were just waking up to go to work and to earn a living for their family, and were just caught in the crosshairs of a radical Islamic extremist organization, and they never anticipated that they would be. So we have to remember, honor, and pass down that legacy.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Been doing this for about 4.5 years now. Now we have the edition of Facebook Live, so a lot of you are following me on social media, and I do appreciate that. I want to start by saying that, and I'm starting to promote this online, if you are watching our show, feel free to call into our show. It's live and interactive, and you can reach me here today live in studio Eastern Standard Time at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Our topic today happens to be something that I get all the time, and that is, what should I paint? And as much as I do a lot of construction projects, kitchens and baths in particular at Maven Hill Designs, the thing that I probably singly do the most is just in fact that pick paint colors. So much so that I came up with a promotion that I probably do about 3 of these every day. And I'm going to see if you can see that. This is online. If you go to my website, www.maven, M as in Michael, A, V as in Victor, I, N, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs.com. I do a promotion for $199 where I'll come out to your house. And I have the best paint colors in my repertoire and be able to, for each location, pick the best paint colors for you. I have to tell you, we are painting today in both Ringo's, New Jersey and Maplewood, New Jersey. And just by changing our paint colors to ones that are a little bit more updated and right for each space, both projects are absolutely transformative. I just came back from Ringo's, and the woman was unsure of a color that I had picked. It's called a gray, but of course, grays are greens and so on. And it's sort of a soft blue-green gray, and she just absolutely loves it. So when you have about 21 years of experience, and also I own Maven Hill Painting, so I see the reality of how the colors look. Sometimes when you have a chip that's this small, it's not always easy for the layperson to say, oh my God, what does the color really look like? But when I see rooms painted over and over again, I know what's a hit and what's a miss. I know what looks good on a chip and not in person. I know that what looks good in person but not on a chip. So it is kind of worth it to have that knowledge. And you can always contact us at Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770. Set up an appointment for a consultation. Typically, it's about an hour's time, and you'll be left with the best paint colors. Also, I have three crews of painters full-time that paint every week for me, inside and outside painting, with references and the best prices. All right, so we're going to take a look at today's weather, and then we're going to get into our show. I had a birdie told me this morning that I think the weekend's going to be nice, which is a good thing. Although I see a little bit of sun right now when we're here in studio. If the show looks a little bit different, we moved to a different location in the building. So we have new windows, new views, and new studio for right now. Okay, so currently it's a little bit hotter than I thought. It's overcast skies and 79 degrees. This afternoon, again, where we should be, a high of 79, which we've already reached, and 60% chance likelihood of showers. Tonight, 60% continued chance of showers, and then thunderstorms and partly cloudy with a low of 69. So still pretty warm. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a high of 79. On Thursday night, 40% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a low of 68. On Friday, 40% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a high of 76. Friday night, chance of thunderstorms 20 to 30% and patchy fog with a low of 64. Well, that seems pretty consistent. Saturday, it looks like there's going to be patchy fog, but then sunny with a high of 79, which is great. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 62. On Sunday, beautiful sunshine, mostly sunny, and a high of 80 degrees. Well, again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here live in studio each Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do have a call-in show. You can reach us if you'd like to call in and give us your opinions or observations on color, which is today's topic. That is 908-237-0410. We don't always get a lot of call-ins because we are a web-based show, but sometimes we do, and it's kind of fun to yield those and see what people have as insight into what they're doing. All right, I'm going to take a couple of commercial messages, and very excited about talking about some of my go-to paint colors. I have big chips that we're going to put up that you can see and maybe get some good ideas, even if you just paint one room before the Thanksgiving holiday. So when you have your parties for the end of the year, things are fresh looking for your pictures. We'll be right back with more of our show.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is always design-centric. We talk about all the different elements of design, and they usually reflect what I'm working on at the time. This week at Maven Hill Designs, I'm working on a couple of different things. In Ringo's, New Jersey, I have an older home, lovely colonial home, where I'm putting in two new bathrooms. And we're at the stage now where we're painting. One bathroom is completely finished, and we did a beautiful color, sort of a gray-green color, and with crisp white trim and white ceilings. And that's being finished. And then I'm starting the second bathroom where we're putting in a new floor. What we opted to do is a really beautiful hex tile, a 2-inch hex tile with a little bit of marbling through it, sort of a warm white with some grays through it. Very sharp looking, wonderful grout. It's really going to make a change in the bathroom. Up in Maplewood, I'm doing two guest suites over where we're just taking out all the existing furniture, new furniture, upholstered headboards in both rooms, new accent pieces, mostly neutral. I decided in one of the bedrooms to have end tables that were painted a pale blue-green color for a pop. That room has sort of gray walls with white trim, and our window treatments, which are going to be installed tomorrow, are a darker gray geometric pattern. So the little pop in this case was the end tables, and we have a pillow that has that pop to it. And in the master bedroom, we picked a spa blue-green color, a wonderful upholstered headboard with nail heads, and a combination of sort of spa blues and grays together. So that's some of the things I'm working on this week. Lots of color, lots of balance of color. So a lot of that, on Sundays, I have sort of a system where I write my my show for the week, and then it goes on the blog. So I don't know if any of you follow my blog. Well, that's kind of funny. We're a live show, and those things kind of happen, which is okay. If you're interested in signing up for my blog, it is free. And it's called The, T-H-E, Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, The Color Guru at blogspot.com. You can join every week. There's pictures. There's things that I'm working on. It's kind of a start for my week and what we're talking about. And, of course, this week's topic was definitely about color and so on. Again, I do have through Maven Hill Designs the promotion. If you go to my website, www.mavenhilldesigns.com, you can print this coupon for $199 for $200. I'll come out to your home and I'll pick the best paint colors. So let's get started into the show and talk a little bit about, I want to start by talking about trim and ceilings. You know, a lot of people have got the idea, well, I saw this color or I wrote this color down, but they're very confused about painting their trim and ceilings. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to start with this. Everybody should go get these. Go to your paint store, your Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams paint store, and invest in a deck. A deck has all the colors of the spectrum, and you can get the depth perception of color. So, for example, if we take a look at a blue-gray color, maybe you think, oh, I don't know how dark I should go. When you get a deck, what a deck gives you is the perspective in that color range from lightest to darkest within that range. So it's very easy to say, well, okay, I want to be about this way in the spectrum, or I want to do an accent wall, so I want to be very dark, or it's a very tiny room, so I want to go very light. So this helps you a lot. This is a good first tool for you. It's to spend, I don't know, $12 or so and get the deck and keep it. What's nice about this also is when you do finally do the painting, and let's say your color is 1628 on the spectrum, when you go to buy bedding, yeah, you can bring this with you and you can match it perfectly. So a deck is a good thing for everybody should have. You should always have a deck with you. Keep it in your car. I keep 10 of them in my car, so it's a good way to start. The second thing is now the paint stores have gotten pretty smart. So often they have bigger, and these happen to be Benjamin Moore, have bigger samples. So keep these with you, your wallet, your purse, what have you. So when you go out shopping, you have your repertoire with you. When I finish, if I get the paint job and my guys paint at Maven Hill Painting, what I do for my clients is a small little board, and I put every color chip that we've painted on a board so that you can keep it with you. And when you go shopping, you have all your colors and they're a match and they're exact. So that's always a good thing to do. Keep organized. Another thing with painting is make sure that you mark all your paint cans, the lids, what room it's for, where it's supposed to go. Keep your paint stored in a dark, cool place. Always keep your paint cans only, even if there's only a drop of paint left, so you have the color for matching for anything you have to do. Don't get rid of the paint cans. Cool, dark space, everything labeled, what room it went in, and it makes your life definitely a lot easier. Well, I want to start again, as I said, by talking about trim. So trim happens to be everything that's not wall. So that means the baseboard molding, the shoe molding, the trims, the crown molding, anything that's not sheetrock or plaster, that is trim. And of course, windows, I don't know if you can see from our new studio here, we have beautiful windows with beautiful casings. Those are trim. Windows are trim. Doors are trim. So anything that's trim, I like to do a classic white or super white. And I will tell you, my favorite color right now is super white for all trim. Now, it is not a neon white. It's not an artificial white. It's just a nice, pure white. Anything that's not super white, even white almost has sort of a slight grayish tint to it. The cleanness of super white is beautiful. And the trend for using a lot of very light grays and very, very neutral colors now makes it that our trim should be even whiter than it used to be so that there is visual contrast. And that's how you show off your trim and your doors and your beautiful things that we invest in, is by going with a brighter white so it becomes an accent. So very important that we have crisp white or super white semi-gloss trim on our doors, on our baseboard molding, on our crown molding. What I like to do on ceilings, or sometimes they refer to it as the fifth wall, in your ceilings, I am a big fan, unless you have a tray ceiling, I'm a big fan of crisp white ceilings. And I like to do the same paint tone that's in the trim in the ceilings. So if we decide to go with Benjamin Moore's Super White, then I like to put Super White on the ceiling. The difference is you would never put semi-gloss paint on a ceiling. It shows all the imperfections. You want to have a special ceiling formulated paint or a flat paint on your ceiling because it hides shadows and imperfections, and you would see those on the ceiling most of all. So we want to make sure that our ceilings are the same from room to room, which is a mistake that people often make. Nice white, consistent, flat white ceiling paint in every room, and then white or super white semi-gloss paint on the trim. Very important to do. Get the base out of the way. Now, so we want to start with a deck, as we said, to get saturation of color. Often people will go out and they'll buy a small amount of a specific color and then sort of smear it on the wall. That's not always a very good depiction of the reality of the color. In order to do it, you really need to do an area that's at least 24 by 24, and you need to put a first coat on, you need to let that dry, and then you need to put a second coat on, and then you'll get a consistent result. What I prefer to do in getting involved in spending that time and mess and so on, I prefer to get some bigger samples. Now, I shouldn't start with such a dark one because you won't be able to probably see it. Let's pick a saturated color like this coral. So you can go to your Benjamin Moore Sherwin-Williams dealer and you can get big samples. Once you narrow down the color, it really helps you to decide if the color is right for you. Here's another trick when picking color. When you actually pick a color, use a white backdrop against the color. So for example, hopefully you can see this on camera, if I'm thinking of doing an accent color, and coral is a new pop color that's becoming interesting to use, selectively, but interesting to use. But if I worry that the coral I picked is too saturated or too dark, put it against something that is pure white. Then you get the intensity of the color. It's a very good way to judge the color. A better example probably would be if I pick a very subtle color, thinking that it looks like white. So for example, let's take this light gray color. Let's take number 855 as Benjamin Moore's Cloud Cover. It's a very, very sort of light beige gray. It's a grayish, if you will. So when you look at this, if I have you look at this color just as it is here, basically this looks like a non-color at all, sort of maybe a white or an off-white. But when I put it against white, and I don't know if you'll be able to discern this with the light coming in, you'll see that there's actual contrast there, that this is in fact a grayish, a light grayish, a good neutral for a hallway or a dark space with white trim and white ceilings. So that's a good way to do it. Use a pure white as a test. That's why white is so good and super white are so good, specifically as trim colors against your paint colors. So I'm going to start with the most popular colors, and how I'm using them is very important as well. So, of course, what is the most popular colors these days? They are still the grays, and the grays seem to have a range. whether they be sort of brown grays or grayses. And those colors continue to be popular. Now, places that people use grayses or a combination gray-beige together is often big areas. If you have a house that has an open concept, often it's hard to break color. So you want to pick a color that's a true neutral so that you could bring in your color and your accessories. So I picked a couple of ones that are grayses in the Benjamin Moore chart there that I'm going to put up. I have four in particular that I'm going to put up and have you look at and discern and tell you why I like them and where I put them. So I'm going to start with the one that, let's see here, we'll start with this one. This is one that I probably use, I would say, a good amount of the time, and it is Benjamin Moore's Costa, C-O-S-T-I, or Shoreline, S-H-O-R-L-I-N-E. It is number 1471, 1471. It is a grayish. It is a combination of gray beige. So it's a good neutral. The reason you'd use this is if you want to carry it over long surfaces. Maybe you have a great room that goes into other areas and you want to have one solid color. It's a great one to do, in fact, because it's neutral, but it's light. It has a high LRV ratio, that is light reflecting ratio. And it's a, this can pair with any color and look wonderful. So that's number one. The second one is a little bit lighter. It's the one I just showed you. It's number 855 on the Benjamin Moore color chart. It's called Cloud Cover. It's again, this is a combination of gray and beige. It is a grayish. It's a neutral. It works well with wood tones. It works well with darker grays. It pairs with everything. It can run from room to room. It's attractive, but basically nondescript. The third one is a little bit darker and more intense. This is a color that I just started using. And this is Benjamin Moore's number 860-860. It's called Apparition. And I'll put that up as well so you can take a look at that. That is number 860, Benjamin Moore's Apparition. Wonderful neutral, a grayish, a combination of gray and beige. Perfect for smaller spaces, perfect to make a space look a little bit newer, perfect for big areas, perfect to then complement with a good pop color. And finally, number four on my list is called Winter Orchard, and that color number is 1555. We will do this again in a couple of weeks with the Sherwin Williams specifically, but today I'm on Benjamin Moore, and that is this color. It's called Winter Orchard, and that's 1555. Again, these four colors are grayishes. They are neutrals, brown or tan based neutrals, and I'll put them together in a stack. If you would do these with super white trim and super white ceilings, you would be very, very much current and very, very much in style. These colors pair with absolutely anything. They look wonderful with navy blues, pale blues, darker shades of gray, citrus greens, yellows, intense yellows, coral, a number of colors, purples, plums, black. They really work reds. They work almost, you know, they're anything that it work well with. Good to do if you're staging a house for sale is using a grayish with super white trim and ceilings. Good to do just to make your house look more current. Good for small spaces because these tend to be lighter colors. Good for large open spaces. And then you bring a pop of color in. So that's sort of a good start. We're going to take some commercial messages. A lot more to talk about today about the best paint colors. We'll return with Modern Design after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm your host. I'm the owner of Maven Hill Designs in Ringo's and Maplewood, New Jersey. 21 years in the business talking today. Our topic is all about paint, the best paint to colors, and where to put them. So I did forget the last one. It was kind of stuck to the bottom there. I knew there was one more. Probably my go-to and single most popular grayish of all happens to be this one, folks. And that is HC, Historic Color 172, HC-172, Revere Pewter. Very neutral, very rich. I use this all the time. Probably my single most popular color as far as grayishes. Now I want to go to blacks and grays. Obviously, if you take a look around at new construction, the houses are all gray with black. Black shutters, gray house, white trim, and maybe a pop of color at the front door. But we're also seeing window trim being gray now, which is popular. And then in more contemporary settings, people actually making the trim on their house, inside or perhaps outside, in shades of black. Well, that in fact, that's very true. There are subtle shades of black, and they're quite different. So I do use the color black a lot as a front door color. I use it for a shutter color all the time outside. And I do use black selectively. It's very dramatic, and there are certain spots where you can use a little bit of black, and it really makes things stand out. These days, we're doing something that I think seems to be trending, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because it came up on Monday night when I was doing an appointment with a lady who had an oak banister that was put in 1984, and which she went and did a couple of years ago because it was a lot of oak and it wasn't the best quality of wood. She painted out her her banister and her spindles white, the whole thing white. And it really was lacking because there was a lot of banister and it was just one shade, very monochromatic. And what I had suggested her to do is to have her handrail become black. And I'm doing that more and more. Instead of staining the rail, a dark stain, the handrail, and then having everything else be white, I'm actually painting them soft blacks. So the very darkest black I don't use because I think it's a little bit too harsh. Some of the colors that I like to use are soft blacks, and I use them as the handrail on your banister to make a place seem more modern. So one of the first ones that I use that's a little bit softer, a soft black, is 2132, 213210. And it's a lovely black. It's a little bit softer than the standard black, and it works well for a handrail, for a banister, in conjunction with white spindles and newel posts. It works very well together, and it's just a little bit of a contrast, something that I like a lot. Another one that's a little bit more intense is 213110, in the same range. But also a nice color that you can definitely do for your home. Now, the other thing that I'm starting to do with banisters is paint them actually dark shades of gray instead of black. There's still a contrast, but it's sort of fresh looking. And if you have lots of neutral grayish walls, a dark charcoal can be very nice and work well together. One of the ones I did about 2 weeks ago is a color called... It's baby seal black. And actually, it's not a black at all. It's actually a dark gray. So I'll put that up on the screen. It's called baby seal black. And it's 2119-30. 2119-30. And it's sort of a dark charcoal gray. Great for your handrail of your rail going up and down the stairs. With the white, a wonderful combination. And then finally, color that I like a lot as well. I painted a number of houses' exteriors in this color, as well as handrails. This is a color that I love, actually, for outside. This is called wrought iron, which is 212410. Now, charcoal grays are incredibly popular. They're not for everybody. But if you notice, people are making their house dark colors again. We're seeing saturated grays and dark blue grays on houses all the time. People going from beiges and greens and other colors, yellows, and they're going to a really dark gray. This is a good dark gray as an outside color for your house. You'd pair this with super white trim on the outside. Black on the shutters, and then a pop of some wonderful color at the front door. But wrought iron is also a really good color for your handrails in your house. Wrought iron is also a great color if you want to do something interesting in a commercial space. Like, let's say you have a drop ceiling. Well, drop ceilings are paintable surfaces. Paint the ceilings out, the drop ceilings out in this wrought iron. It's a really rich color. It's not a black, but it's got a darkness to it that's nice. It's warm, and it pairs well with grays or grayishes. Really goes nice together, and it gives the illusion when you paint a ceiling in, that's a drop ceiling, which is typically low to begin with, it gives you the illusion of more height or more space. So something that you can do as well. I really like this very much as a exterior house color. Benjamin Moore's Chelsea Gray is also another one to try for outside, and Kendall Charcoal. Again, these are dark, dark gray houses with white trim, black shutters, and a pop at the front door, which is really a great, fresh look for you to do. So we've done the grayishes. We've done the dark grays. Let's do some medium or light grays. Now, here's one that I like that's a light gray. And this one is called Silent Night. I'm trying to bring out colors we have not used before and giving you some new palette and ideas, which is kind of nice. Silent Night is 1613. And this is wonderful. It's a sort of a neutral gray. It's not too light, not too dark. It's in the middle. Great for a bedroom color. It's very restful. Pairs with a lot of other colors, but a very nice gray tone for the inside of your home. And then a darker gray, but a true gray. This is the Benjamin Moore CC collection, CC 544. CC-544. It's called Overcoat, and it's a gray. It's a dark gray, but I would use this maybe as an accent color in the bedroom, or if you want to have some drama, maybe in a small library and office, a really rich, dark interior gray. So those are our grays and grayges. We're coming up to news. When we come back, it's going to be the reverse, and we're going to have lots of pops and lots of beautiful, light yet modern colors. We'll play our news, and we'll be back quite shortly.
USA Radio News.
Some 250,000 people along North Carolina's coast are making their way inland today as authorities are ordering people out of the Outer Banks as Hurricane Florence nears. Congressman David Rauser on the impact of this storm.
And one thing I think is really important, folks need to heed the warnings to leave the area if at all possible. They still have time.
And regarding electricity, the congressman said,
I think it's really important for folks to understand power may be out for 2 or 3 weeks, particularly if the flooding is as severe as it could be, as I expect it to be.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday allowing sanctions on foreign companies, organizations, or individuals that the government determines have interfered in U.S. elections. The order is the latest effort by the Trump administration to address fears that Russia is looking to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Opposition to the president's tariffs continue as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 60 U.S. industry groups are launching a coalition to fight President Trump's trade tariffs, hoping to press Republican members of Congress to in turn press President Trump to abandon the tariffs, especially when it comes to China. The Information Technology Industry Council's Josh Kelmert.
The administration's got China's attention. We hope that it will push the pause button on tariffs, or ideally the stop button, and get into negotiations with China and try to bring about a sensible solution to a very legitimate grievance.
Calmer saying on the Fox Business Network that maybe GOP lawmakers could convince Trump that his tariffs could put his tax reforms and deregulation push into jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the American median household income is $61,372. That's up 1.8% from last year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Yesterday, many Americans took time to reflect on what happened 17 years ago on 9/11. A growing trend, though, is to possibly consider scaling back some of the remembrances that are had in New York City, Shanksville, and also in Washington, D.C. Well, Sean Parnell is author of a new book titled Man of War. Parnell is a former U.S. infantry officer. He says we always need to remember what happened on 9/11.
Well, I say it's incredibly important because that is part of our American heritage. And it was the worst attack ever suffered on American soil. And not to mention that this was an attack against civilians. I mean, we can't forget that there is an enemy out there that still wants us dead. There's an enemy out there that still wants to attack us. If they could execute an attack like September 11th tomorrow, they would. But I think more important than that it's important to remember the legacy and the sacrifice of these people who went to bed on September 10th and, you know, didn't realize that they'd never feel their loved one's embrace ever again that morning. And again, these were civilians that were just waking up to go to work and to earn a living for their family, and were just caught in the crosshairs of a radical Islamic extremist organization, and they never anticipated that they would be. So we have to remember, honor, and pass down that legacy.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs for the past 21 years, doing everything from kitchens and bathrooms and color consultations and molding and trim and flooring and everything that goes along with that. I have two wonderful retail locations, one in the Flemington area in Ringgoes, New Jersey, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting at 176 Route 20231. In Ringgoes, across the street from the motor vehicle inspection station. It's a 6,000 square foot space, and we have furniture and accessories, and of course, the best and most updated lighting. If you follow me on social media, I've been putting some couple of new pieces last week that I just installed in a house on in the area right here in the village here in Flemington, in the downtown area. Two modern fixtures with open cages. And then wonderful pendants, oversized pendants, which are very much trending. Lighting is becoming more and more important, the look of lighting. And coming to Flemington Fan Lighting, say hi to me and Bruce Brodak, who's been a guest on our show many times. A lot of new stuff has come into the store for fall. Really great stuff, stuff you're not going to see anywhere else. Our topic today happens to be color, paint colors, and things that you can do to be the most current for the fall of 2018, and things that are trending, things that I've been working with that I find attractive, and consistently clients are telling me they like. So I spent a good part of the show talking about grays, grayishes, and soft blacks, because let's face it, folks, that's the period of time we're in right now. Dark grays, light grays, pure whites, really, and grayishes, brown grays, are really, really the hottest things. But when you have so much neutral, it's very important that you have beautiful and strong pop colors, accents, and so on. In my own house, would I have every room be gray? No. Would I have my next half have more gray tones? Absolutely. But you do want a break, and you do want a pop here and there. And one of the most popular pop colors, in fact, if you just take a look at my ad again, when we just redid it, in fact, I was lucky enough to have here on our program my interns, and they came up with this color palette from one of the jobs I did this summer, and that is using wonderful grays and teal. I see that the most consistent is lots of wonderful whites and grays, and then popping them with watery blue greens. I think it's probably the most popular pop color right now, specifically for bathrooms. You know, that spa-like look from sort of a dark, rich teal to a mid-tone to a light sort of almost baby blue look. So I want to talk about some of the pop colors that I've been using when you have a gray palette that work wonderfully. So the first one I want to put up is the darkest of all of them. And I want to put this up, see if you can see that. And this is Benjamin Moore's 713, and that is Polished Slate. Now, this is a dark teal. You may want to use this just as an accent color. Perhaps if you were trying this in a dining room, you do it above a chair rail. You wouldn't necessarily want to use this in a very small room, but it is a saturated, rich color, maybe on a headboard wall, maybe three gray walls and one wall of this polished slate. But it's a lovely, lovely dark blue-green teal color that I've used before, and it really does look quite nice. The next one is a little bit lighter, and I've used this quite a bit. This is Benjamin Moore's 712, and that's Fort Pierce Green. And the colors that I'm bringing you, we've done a lot of color shows this year, are new. These are ones that I've been working on and adding to my repertoire, and I think they're hits. This is a lovely blue-green color, great for a bedroom, either a headboard wall, the whole thing, great for a large master bathroom. That is 712 Fort Pierce Green. Now, if we go a little bit lighter, which most people probably wouldn't pick the first two colors, they're very dramatic, except for a headboard wall. Let's talk about some of the ones that are a little bit lighter. The next one is number 718, Benjamin Moore's 718, and that is Ocean City Blue. 718 Ocean City Blue. Very spa-like, great for a master bathroom or any bathroom or a bedroom. Very spa-like, very pretty, and very fresh. 718 Ocean City Blue. Another one that I love has a little bit more green in it than the last one, and that's called Kensington Green. That's 710 Kensington Green, Benjamin Moore, which is a really rich, mid-tone, sort of soft blue-green. Love this. Plan on using this again in my own home. And then I gave you something that was a little bit more on the green side, a color that's been around forever. My own bathroom, I just painted this week. 2 weeks ago, I painted it this color. And this is HC. It's a historic color, so they're always great because they have gray in the undertones. HC 144, and that is Palladian Blue. Probably one of my most popular pop colors ever in combination with grays. HC 144 Palladian Blue. I just did my own master bath over in this. Looks amazing. And then finally, something that's very, very light, almost like a robin's egg, if you will, that I love. This pairs wonderful with dark gray or chocolate brown is really nice. I know we've forgotten about brown, but brown and pale blues are lovely together. So this is Benjamin Moore's Clear Skies, sort of a robin's egg or a light sky blue, but very, very current. And that is 205470. 205470, and that is Clear Skies. So that's our sort of tealy spa blue green kind of colors. I want to go into a little bit of deeper blues. We'll do some greens, and then finally I want to finish up on my most popular new pop color. So I want to go with sort of a dark blue. I'm doing a lot of dark blues, and I've given you some that I like a lot. In fact, I was there was an article done about my color consultation in June in the Design New Jersey magazine, and I was quoted, and there's a picture saying that one of my favorite navy blues is in the range of Newburyport Blue, Hale Navy, and that sort of neutral range. But I wanted to give you another dark blue that I think is very nice. It's a little bit lighter. It's great for a dining room or somewhere where you want a pop of a rich, darker blue. And this is number 805. It's called New York State of Mind. How appropriate with the elections coming up, right? New York State of Mind. It's a rich, dark blue, but not too dark. It kind of looks like the Van Dusen blue, which is the color that I was quoted of liking in the article, but just a little bit brighter. So it's New York State of Mind, easy to remember, 805, a nice sort of a dark blue. Now, gray blues continue to be popular. They're great for bathrooms, bedrooms, anywhere you can put them. This is Benjamin Moore's 830, and it's called Harlequin Blue. It's 830 Harlequin Blue, which is sort of a gray blue, kind of pretty, periwinkle-ish. Looks very nice. And then a soft, light silvery blue is, in fact, that. It's Benjamin Moore's 1647 silvery blue. Really pretty color, white trim, wonderful. Now, probably less popular, but I love them a lot, are the light sort of yellow greens, those sort of citrusy greens, which I love so much. And I have three of those for you to take a look at. They work very well when you're working with dark grays or light grays. The first one is called Sweet Daphne. And that is Benjamin Moore's 529. This is a wonderful break if you have an old gray house to do something that's a little sophisticated. Great color. The next one is Benjamin Moore's number 528. This is a nice citrusy green, 528 Folk Art. A wonderful color, mid-tone, works well with charcoal or mid-tone grays. And finally, sort of a yellow gray, a yellow green. Called, in fact, Celadon Green. Love this color a lot. Have a color very similar to this in my own living room. Celadon Green, that's 202860. Celadon Green, which is wonderful. Those pear or citrus greens work very well as a pop color. Finally, I wanted to talk a little bit about new pops that I'm starting to see, and that is the return of pinks. And we talked about this in the show before about sort of pink is coming back. If you go online and you Google some of the new images of Ethan Allen, and I'm going to be doing a night at Ethan Allen at the end of September or the beginning of October. We're going to do an event there, and I will put it up on social media and the show. They're starting to put pink. Remember back in the 1980s, pink was so popular, we called it mauve then. Well, pinks or corals are becoming popular. So I have a color that I used recently. It's called Red River Clay. Red River Clay, it's 2091-40. And this is a coral, a rich coral. This pairs amazingly well with all shades of gray. So coral is a nice hookup. And that's what I wanted to end up with, is that color is a sense of balance. So I don't think gray is going to go anywhere for a while, folks. I think it's a good neutral. I think for many, many years, we had tan neutrals. I remember using Powell Buff and all sorts of mid-tone tans, Shaker Beige, taupes. Those colors, those tan colors with linen white or an off-white, and then the other colors that went along with it as the colors of the day. But that has really, the beiges and the taupes have really given away to gray. And with the grays, you need to adjust your trims, whiter trims, and you need to adjust your pop colors. So for the most part, a lot of the pop colors I showed you today were blues, greens, and aquas. They were in that end of the spectrum. But coral is, again, a really good pop color. Yellow has returned, but not a soft buttery yellow, a strong yellow, a very strong yellow, which is a wonderful combination. Gray and yellow are really, really nice together. I'm working on a proposal now to do a living room over in a townhouse in Reddington, and we're going to do the room in gray and yellow, and I really love that combination. It's classic, but you use modern fabrics and it works very well. Orange, I'm working on a restaurant, a new project, and we're doing a pale gray, a dark charcoal gray, and the pop color. So the whole restaurant is going to be this wonderful, vibrant orange. So those colors are very important now. With the proportions of them, of course, are less, but it's important to have balance. Whiter trim, darker neutral grays and grayishes, and then wonderful pop colors, and then you'll be as current as you can be for 2018. Thank you for listening and watching our program. Wonderful guests coming up a couple of weeks in a row. We have some different business owners in studio that are going to come and show us the wares and wonderful things for 2018 fall. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful day. Make sure you make plans on Sunday. It's going to be beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Communities along the North and South Carolina coast are preparing for an onslaught of Hurricane Florence, as forecasters now are saying the storm will hesitate offshore just before making landfall early Friday. Former FEMA Administrator David Paulson on what we can expect from this storm.
They are ready for this storm. However, this is a significant storm. It is going to cause a lot of damage. There's over $1 trillion worth of housing stock in front of this storm. And yeah, a lot of it is not new homes, a lot of older homes. So it's going to be devastating, put it that way.
Republican senators lashed out on Wednesday to individuals who made vulgar calls to Senator Susan Collins in recent days, urging her to reject Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blamed the far left in a tweet for a harassment campaign against the moderate Maine senator, calling the comments toward Collins and her staff truly shameful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The FDA is going after electronic cigarettes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The FDA chief says the use of nicotine-infused e-cigs has become an epidemic among American teenagers. And Dr. Scott Gottlieb says in a statement it's a clear and present danger to their health. He says there will be an unprecedented crackdown on retail and online sales of e-cigs to minors. Gottlieb also warning the FDA may limit the sale of some flavored products that are especially popular with kids.
A new lawsuit alleges that Michigan State University officials were made aware of a videotaped rape of an underage girl by Dr. Larry Nassar, but covered it up, told the coach who reported it to resign, and stripped the victim of her scholarship. The suit alleges that Nassar gave the girl a pill during an exam back in the spring of 1992 when she was 17 and then raped her as a video camera captured the attack. MSU has not responded to the claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-